Taiwan is hosting the second international conference on acoustics and vibrations. The event mainly discussed the impact of sound pollution on the health of residents of big cities.
Acoustics, or the scientific study of sound, is an issue which affects people every day. For instance, we have sound or noise pollution in cities, especially in megacities, where people are exposed to sound levels above 70 decibels, which are harmful and cause the residents to end up in tiredness, anger, and stress at the end of the day. One of our goals at the Acoustic Society is to come up with practical ways together with the executive organization to reduce sound pollution.
Environmental noise disrupts the activity or balance of human or animal life. The source of most outdoor noise worldwide is mainly construction and transportation systems, including motor vehicle noise, aircraft noise, and rail noise. High noise levels can contribute to cardiovascular effects in humans, a rise in blood pressure, an increase in stress, and an increased incidence of coronary artery disease. According to WHO in Europe, noise, especially from road traffic, railways, and airports, is a critical public health problem. It is the second biggest environmental problem affecting health after air pollution.
According to the World Health Organization, millions of people are suffering from sound pollution every day as a result of being exposed to noises and sounds higher than 70 decibels.
The report on the burden of diseases from noise from the WHO Europe shows that over 1 million healthy years of life are lost every year in the Western countries of WHO European region due to traffic-related noise.
In recent years, there was a World Health Organization report issued that gave more information about the health effects, and it was found that, for instance, in Europe, noise could be linked to about 50,000 premature deaths in Europe per year, which is quite a significant number, and with very high effects on economy, of course, apart from suffering.
As experts believe, there are short-term solutions to the problem, but they are not very much effective.
The short-term solutions are quite many, however, they are not very effective, but for instance, noise barriers are built very extensively in different parts of the world, and these are quite short-term solutions. The other possibility we have is to change the road surface to one that reduces the noise from the tires. And that is becoming more and more popular to use.
Although technology and modernity are to blame for sound pollution in megacities, the problem can be solved only if authorities and people work together to make less noise. Saman Kujuri, Press TV, Tehran.